Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and oh, so sexy people. We did it. We did it. We had the wedding of a lifetime. It was absolutely perfect. In every way, it was perfect. But, you know, I mean, I just have to start out by saying the whole thing was just a total experience of love. So many of my lifetime friends, my students that became my close friends, I mean, one of them did the most amazing flowers for us. One of them came in and did all of the photography for us. One of my students from my acting studio, whose mother was my first spiritual leader at Spirit Works, married Gabrielle and Adam. I had so many people. My good friend Pamela, that's done all of the trainings for us, came in and catered the brunch that we had all day yesterday, the post-wedding brunch. It was just an outpouring of love and support for me and then for each other. And I had so many people come up to me at the end of the night and say, oh my God, Dee, this was the most fun and the most love-filled wedding. Oh, makes me want to cry again. I'm a little weepy still. Wedding that they had ever been to. There was just so much love. And my daughter created such beautiful surprises for all of us, and a special surprise for me to thank me at the end of the night. And I was so proud of her, you know, because she really took the time and the love to show her love to so many people that she appreciated and to make the night about that love that she had for other people as well as receiving all the love that she got from everybody else. It was everything I had hoped it would be, and I know that a lot of you had a lot to do with that because I got your emails of how you were thinking about us and supporting us and sending us love for the big night. And it was just, yeah, I just, you know, kept saying it when I'd get up in the morning, I would go, I'm allowing myself to receive all the love and support from all my people, all my clients, all my friends, from the universe, from God, from Savannah on the other side. I swear, as I was flying around the house, I could feel my little shepherd by my side going, I'm right here, let's go. And my family, all my family came in from, we had people as far away from London, all my family from Pennsylvania and Tennessee. So it was a great family time. It was just perfect. And I thought as I was walking through it, this is the feeling I want to choose to live in, this feeling of love. And it occurred to me, one of the greatest ways that we can kind of monitor and get a really clear picture of whether we're living in this Christ consciousness, which remember we talked about the Christ consciousness is, am I being God energy in embodiment right now? That's the shortest explanation I can give you to it. And one of the best ways that I found that I could bring myself back to that, and of course it goes back to the four cornerstones, but am I living and experiencing and saying all the things my highest God presence would say when there's nobody else around listening? You know, oftentimes we put on a very good show in front of other people. And I think our great opportunity and challenge now is this really how I'm feeling within myself? Is this really the state of love that I'm in, or am I representing the state of love that I want to be in? So that's my challenge to you for the next week. Stop and ask yourself, is my heart open? And am I truly choosing to live in this experience and outpouring and beingness of love in embodiment right now, even though nobody else might be witness to it, right? Which means then we're never fearful of getting caught saying something that we, you know, wouldn't want the other person to hear, that we are holding ourselves to the purity of the perspectives that we want, choosing to see the world as a world that's on our side. These are all expressions of Christ consciousness. Now, you know, we're going to delve into this big time on the webinar that happens September 29th from 7 to 9. There's a lot of information that they're starting to give me already, but none of it is greater than the experience of the wedding and feeling the difference of truly being in the beingness and the experience of love and talking about it. When you're really in it, it's overwhelming in a really, really good way. So I hope you join me for this webinar. This is the great challenge for right now. You know, we've studied it, we've learned it, we've talked about it. We've been given tools to create it. And now manifesting and living in it is the only next step. And it takes effort. I'm not going to kid you. It takes effort getting out of all of those old patterns, like, are you okay? Instead of going, yes, I'm awesome, and feeling it, we want to divert back to our story, right? That's an example of moving out of the Christ consciousness, because if we're not claiming how wonderful and fabulous we are, we're then not really loving ourselves and living in the state of love. Okay, my next big love announcement is Bupalapalu is available. The site went live. Miss Jeannie, thank you for buying one of the very, very, very first bears and celebrating the sale of one of my virgin bears to go out over Bupalapalu. Your easiest way to get to it is to go to my website, IamAmDeeWallace.com, and scroll down to the middle of the homepage, and there's Mr. Bupa. And you can check, click on that link, and it'll take you to the new website. Now, guys, you don't have an account on this website. So it's just a place for you to order the bear and You will be receiving an email this week because we are launching our Kickstarter campaign. If there's any way that you can participate financially, you know in advance my love and gratitude are there. You know if you can't participate financially and you open that email and you take a moment and you open your heart and just say, I'm claiming, you know, success for this, and I'm seeing this little bear changing the love on this planet and sending love and light to Dee and everybody involved, that's just as good as money in my eyes. That's the energy that's going to create the success of this little guy. I just want you all to know that I've participated thousands of dollars of my own money, and now I got to reach out a little bit if we're going to get this next order for these 5,000 bears. So that's really the announcements. I really want to go to the calls because today is centered in love. So I want everybody to realize as I open the channel and the channel answers these questions, what does love have to do with it? Okay, that's our question for the day. And we're going to start with Erica because she finally got here. Hi, baby. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. How are you?
I am exhausted and elated.
I know. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you and Gabrielle, so congratulations.
And we definitely will be sending out some amazing pictures. I don't know if I can get them up on Dizzy Blast, but for sure, we will be sending you some beautiful pictures. What's up, Erica? What can we do for you?
Okay, well, my best friend and I of like 12 years have broken up, so to speak. To me, it felt like it was all out of the blue. Like all of a sudden, I just felt like she was starting to personally attack me repeatedly for like 3 weeks out of the blue. And I ignored it and I ignored it and I ignored it until finally she said something that I just couldn't ignore. And she's like hiding under the guise of it being a political argument. It's not a political argument because I don't really argue politics, but she just got really nasty and personal, and I finally called her out on it. I was like, look, I don't know why you're being so nasty. I don't know why you're getting so personal, and I don't know why you're being so mean. And her responses were just mind-blowing to me.
Well,
like,
what were some of her responses to that?
She brought up that I had apparently, in high school, this is 12 years ago, sent a text to somebody else about her that was meant for her, and that she couldn't believe she'd ever gotten over that, and that I'd been such a terrible friend to her, and the reason she doesn't like my political candidates is because I love celebrity culture too much, and I tend
So there's a lot of judgment going on, and this started, what, about a month ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to anything that happened then? No, they want to go right to the core of what this is about, and it's for both of you. You know, you all have heard me say a million times, relationships are the best way to find out some of your own personal stuff that you need to heal. Because relationships, oftentimes what relationships are is you're on one side of the penny and they're on the other side, but it's the same penny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going on here. So when both of you realize, I don't know if she's open to hearing this, quite frankly, but your job is to just know what's going on with you, not her.
Mm-hmm.
So bring your full attention back to you. And we're going to the sheet, second sheet, third sheet. All righty. 1 through 5. Hang on, I'm getting there. Well, this is interesting. It's I move into knowing on all sheets. Now, you know I'm referring to the sheets that I work with, which is a compilation of over 20 years of this work. And they use the sheets to direct what this is all about. Okay, so That's great, and it's kind of nebulous, and what the heck does that mean? I move into knowing on all sheets. So going on is both of you are in a process right now of really knowing what it is within you that you need to clean up, redirect, and heal so that you can live in more love for yourself and in the world. All right, so now knowing what that is important. So again, what's Erica's is yours. So everybody listen up. And by the way, if you want to get in the queue, press 1 now. All right, so we want to look at what's within you, Erica, that this is giving you an opportunity to heal, okay? We're going back to the sheets, page 1 to 5, 5 through 10, 5, 6. Okay, we're going to number 7 on page 1, I accept that I am the creation of all creation. Now, if you accept that, it is a true statement, everybody, that no one can upset you or take you off balance or challenge your knowing of who you are. Okay. So she's done that. She's challenged you. Part of you is going, I don't understand. This isn't who I am. Why is she so angry? Blah, 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 blah. Right? This is an opportunity for you to see how much you've allowed her to take away the creation of you.
And it's been mind-blowing. I was just talking to one of my friends that also talks to you on Twitter, talking to her about it last night, and things that I have willingly blocked out that she has done. So when I thought about it, once I started thinking about it in depth, it wasn't so surprising, the attack. I had just blocked out a lot of the things that she had been doing and didn't want to see her in that light.
Yes, and that also means you don't want to see you in your true powerful light, because what you did, honey, was allow yourself to be abused by her for a long time.
So I agree.
So let's don't make it about her. The great gift is if you are able to come forward, not in retaliation, but in love, and go, okay, I'm going to love myself so much that I'm not going to allow anyone to dishonor me, to abuse me in any way, especially myself. And if I allow other people to abuse me, then I am helping create the abuse.
Exactly.
And I am enabling them to continue to be an abuser. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. And when she got really nasty with her argument, that's when I told her, you know, I really don't want to have a nasty conversation with you because it's going against my principles. So I'm going to end it here. And I haven't really talked to her since, because I didn't want to go into a nasty level with
her.
Yeah,
but you're going back to her again. And
yeah,
I want you to look at this as a discussion of Erica with Erica.
Okay?
I want you to look inside. Has a lot to do with your mom, Erica, this belief that somebody else can, and it's okay for somebody else to abuse you.
You're right.
Okay.
Wow.
So you have to step forward now and be your own creator and go, this is who I am. I'm going to love myself, and I am going to demand in a powerfully loving way that the rest of the world honor and love me, because I'm going to love myself, and they have to match that.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
It's great that you called in, and that was for all of us.
All right. Thank you, Dee. Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Well, I hope you all got that. That was a huge, huge message to so many of us that have been taught to give ourselves up. Okay, we're going to Evelyn in California. Hi, sweetheart. Evelyn, are you there? Well, she says she's on, but I'm going to move on. Well, look who's here. Before he even comes on, I'm going to tell you, Kirk came out, one of our beloved community members, and painted the wedding for Gabrielle live. It's so amazing, I can't even begin to share it with you. But more than his painting, the love and his presence that he brought was his greatest gift. So now, with that introduction, hi, Kirk.
Oh, hey. I'm just wiping some tears from my eyes. It was such an incredible, love-filled event. I've been digesting all that love and thinking how all the vows and all the speeches and all the expressions of care and love and dedication, how much they resonated and even challenged parts inside me that I had not yet loved at that level.
Wow.
And
wow. Beautifully said.
Thank you. And as I'm listening to the beginning of the show and the call, it's like, what's my question? And it's, how can I easily, effortlessly, and joyfully extend that love to myself and to ourselves? I believe the most beautiful love-filled wedding I've ever seen.
Oh, and I know you do a lot of them, Kirk. Thank you. Thank you for that. I had so many people come up to me and go, you know, the lights and the decor and the flower, everything is so perfect, but the wedding, there was so much love at this wedding. And from, you know, just from the time we even started it over a year ago, you know, people like you and the beautiful art gift that from Susan, and just I just feel like you, my community, is my family, and you helped me put this on, and you helped bring the love in. And anyway, Kirk, it will be something to treasure forever, this painting and the insights and the messages you got to put in there that you shared with me yesterday. Thank you, buddy, for helping my dream come true for my little girl.
And thank you so much for allowing me to be part of it.
Love you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Well.
Oh, my goodness. Miss Luz, what's up?
Thank you for taking my call. Well, congratulations. I heard about the wedding. So happy for you.
Yes, thank you. It was beautiful.
So I think the team already started. Because I have two questions here. One is about, actually, a friend last week, we ended up like in a huge argument without no reason because he wanted me to do something and me, like, I was like, you can go and do it, but I'm staying. Like, I can wait here for you. And then it was like it turned around into a huge argument. And I took responsibility because I would have never left myself to get out of myself to going argue with this person.
Well,
my friend.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
his argument was so selfish because I didn't want to help other people.
There's something, this is where we're going with that. There's a belief, and it's a huge and strong belief within humanity that we have to have agreement if we're going to have peace. That if we're not in agreement about something, it's a challenge to us. That if we're not in agreement, we can't. Okay, this is the highest thing. If other people or one other person doesn't agree with us, we can't or don't stay in our own knowing. And then the game begins where we have to challenge them to believe like we do, so that we can get back to our own knowing. And that's what's going on. Well, that's what war is. You don't believe like me, so you threaten me. So now we have to create disharmony. So again, guys, I want you all to be really careful that you don't make it about them. What happened, Luz, was when they got angry at you, then you went into a little bit of fear because you stopped knowing that you're your own creator. And what that means is I can stand here and I can see that you disagree with me, and I can see you're angry at me, and I can see you want to engage, but, you know, I know that I'm love, and I'm going to stand in love, and I know that I don't want to participate right now, but if you want to go do your thing, go do it. There's no judgment here. Just go do your own thing. And that's the challenge. We want to engage to bring people over to our side so that we can go, oh, now I know. Now I'm sure. But you see, the more we stand in our surety, the more we can continue to stand in our knowing. So what's the second thing that happened, Liz, that your second
question?
That is
so true, Dee, what you say. It is like right on it. My second thing is I'm moving close to work. Like, I have a very, very long commute. I love this job that I got at this new company. Well, my job is new, the company is now. But I'm looking to buy a condominium close to my job right now. And I actually made an offer to Dee's place. And when I tasted away my pendulum, like, eventually I realized that I made my choice out of fear, like out of rushing and all this thing. And then I realized that after. And then there's still another thing going on with the bank, because I've only been at this job for 2 months, and they sort of looking that I've been like at this job for longer. But then I feel that I do not sort of, when I tested with a pendulum, I go to other places, not in my highest school of harmony and peace.
Okay, so when you said you wanted to buy a condominium close, my pendulum goes right to no.
Close to work.
Well, we have to find out why it's going to no, because that's the piece that's falling out for you. And we're going back to the sheets, back to the first sheet. Okay, back to the same thing. I accept that I am the creation of all creation. So everything that you have expressed to me, you see, the bank is disagreeing with you. You haven't been there long enough, which makes you go into fear and doubt whether you can pull this off. You can't leave your knowing.
I know I will.
I know.
I'm confident. I'm sorry. But I'm confident that if it doesn't happen with this bank, I'll get it. The thing is, I don't feel comfortable with the praise. Like, I don't know. There's something going on with the praise, but go ahead.
With the praise? What does that mean?
Praise. Condominium.
With the condominium itself. Yes. What we're getting to is the part of you that really doesn't know you can create it.
Well, but I feel that is not exactly. I feel like about the place, because I feel that I rush into the decision to making an offer and the whole thing, and then my real estate was sort of like pressuring me with the inspection, and I don't know, I sort of feel I didn't like
okay,
the whole
and they want you to know, Liz, at the core thing at within you that this is testing is I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And the energy they're talking about is money. So deep down inside, you're going, I don't know if I'm a strong enough creator to create enough money to do this.
But I don't feel that way.
Well, Then we have, because when you, it's even before you finish that sentence, it went to no. So you may not be explaining it that way to yourself, but down in the core, that's what the fear is.
Because I didn't explain the bank that with the salary I'm making, I can take care of the current house I own because I'm not getting rid of it. I'm keeping it. And I can take care of my new place, and they agree with that. They just say that I haven't been long enough for this place. And like I said, I do not feel that I do not, like, that I don't have money to afford it because I already have
the down payment. It goes back to no as soon as you say that. It was yes, 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 and then as soon as you say that. So are we going to the word feel? Okay. I want you to honestly and quickly answer this question. When you think about successfully getting the condominium, is the dominant feeling fear and worry or love?
I think what I'm worrying is that I make my decision so, like, under fear. Under fear.
That's the very thing that's keeping you from allowing all this to go smoothly. Fear does not create. Fear keeps creation from happening in the way you want it to happen, guys.
I agree with you.
Okay, and if you're in fear, you are not in your knowing, which is what we've already covered in the earlier calls here. So they're weaving a beautiful pattern for you. You've got to stay in your knowing. You can't let other people challenge your knowing. And yep. When you get into arguments with people, you move out of love. And when you move out of love, you move out of the vibration that allows you to know.
Totally agree with you because that's
okay,
what I'm choosing
well,
right
then,
now. That's what I've been choosing in the past couple of days, to stay in my knowingness.
And when you think of that condominium, just go into the experience of love and excitement and joy about already
Woo-hoo!
Being there. That's
your
assignment for the next week, okay?
Thank
All
you.
All right,
love
darling.
You.
Thank you for calling in. Now that
you're welcome.
That was. Do you see how they're giving you every single piece of information and showing you us where we're falling out of the Christ consciousness vibration of creation, right? When we move out of our knowing, I am the creator. When we move out of love, nothing you can do will take me from this expression of love that I have for myself, you, and the world. That's living in the Christ consciousness. Okay, we're going to go to Mike in Connecticut. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Congratulations on the wedding. I'm delighted everything went well.
Yes, thank you, darling.
About 2.5 years ago, I've been in the same job for the last 26 years. It's in a bank. About 2.5 years ago, they announced a major reorganization, which would have eliminated my office. They've since decided to maintain it to a certain extent. In a way, this was my worst fears realized, and not too long ago, I would have gone into catatonic fear. But I didn't really this time. It was like I had an undercurrent of trust, like something was going to happen, that it would work out and so on. And I have to say I'm still a little bit nervous,
okay.
But I would just be open to any input that
well,
you would care to offer.
Well, if you have listened to the rest of the show, Mike, what you just explained is, you see, you're not really living in love about it. You maintained and you got through better than you expected. But if you listen to your words, and if I were you, I would listen to the show again so you could hear yourself in an objective
okay.
way. Because basically what you said was, I didn't have any control. I didn't have, it wasn't because of my creative abilities that they kept this job. It just happened. And I was lucky. And I got through it better than I thought I would. And I'm still apprehensive. All of that says I am not in my knowing that I'm the creator of me, that I have responsibility and the honor of visualizing, knowing, and directing the outcome that I want here. And that's the important thing, the direction of the outcome. You waited, and you sort of kind of have gotten the outcome, but they want you to be much more present in your direction. This is the outcome I want. And now universe and all energy in it, come work with me to do that. So your questions are going right along with the self-love for yourself. I love myself so much that I am going to give myself the creation of my world. So God so loved himself, right?
Right.
That he gave the incarnation of himself in embodiment in a person called Christ and into all of us. So that embodiment of the creation energy needs to be accepted and expanded and reborn, if you will, within us through the acceptance of I'm going to take responsibility to do this now. Now, there's a core belief they want to give you to go along with this. This sheet, yes, it's number one. So everybody, we've been taught, again, from time immemorial, and this is the belief, I can never be God. And the channel wants you to know that as you believe, it's delivered unto you. If you want to continually hold on to, I can never be God within this physical embodiment, as you believe, that's the responsibility, and that's the realization in embodiment that you will live in this lifetime. All you have to do is to accept the challenge, to accept that God gave you, as he gave Christ, the embodiment of being the creative force while you're alive here in the three-dimensional world. Well, they're saying two snaps of a finger. So one is I accept it, and the second one is then I live it. I accept it, and now I live it. So is this a God thought? Is this a love thought? Is this an empowering thought? Is this the reaction if I'm God in embodiment, is this a God reaction, or is this my 3D, I can never be God reaction that needs to engage in the argument of other energy instead of standing in my knowing and creating the outcome that I want? The other thing that I heard, and I want to explore this with you, Mike, because I heard it really early in what you were talking about, was there's a part of you that's ready to move on from this job. Is that true?
Oh, God, yes. God, yes. I hit my 30 years this November, and I can't begin to tell you how excited I would be to move on.
Okay. All right. So you have to acknowledge that, because right now you're confusing yourself in your direction as the creative force. Part of Mike is going, please let me have this job. Just please let me maintain this job. But what you're really doing is, I just want to maintain this job until November, and then I want to move into something else. Isn't that really what you're saying?
Yeah, yes, you're right on. On target.
Okay, so now you're clear about the direction that you want. I am choosing to joyfully and 100% create this job past November so then I can create moving out and into something that, you know, excites me more. That is clearly saying how you want to create your life now. But you see, if we're not clear about it, then there's part of us fighting the other part of us. That's why I keep encouraging all of you just to sit down and free write about what you want. And oftentimes you will see plainly on that piece of paper how you're in conflict with yourself. And it's like a child. You can't say eat your peas and eat your yams at the same time. So get clear about what you want, even if it's two things that change over in a time cycle. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
That was so important. So important what Mike just brought forward there, that he wants two things at the same time, but he wasn't clear about the timeline when he wanted to create it, you know. And I remember saying, God in the universe, this little bear is so important to me to get it out to change the world, and I really believe this little bear is going to do that. And I need to do the best job and the most magnificent job for my daughter in this wedding. I want both things, so work it out so both things time out exactly perfectly to do that. And they have. But I was clear that both things were incredibly important to me. Okay, Rebecca in Italy, what's up with you?
Hey. Well, it's incredible because everything that's been before me was exactly, you know, what's going on with me, especially
yes,
the first caller.
Yes,
we say that
every show, don't we?
I know. It's so amazing. This is so amazing. I haven't called in a long time, so I just want to tell you again how much I love you. Namaste. I'm so happy for everything that's going on that you've been talking about. I won't take up more time about that. So the reason I'm calling is I had an older sister come to visit me in Rome as a pre-visit before her official visit in Florence. And we had agreed to spend some time together. I had to cancel my ability to go because of looking for a house and having to move. And the move was supposed to happen immediately the same time she was here. That all changed. I had more time to spend with her when she was here. The first day we got together, we had a couple of hours that were okay, but I felt an underlying sense of animosity or anger. And then at lunch, there was a big blow up. She started, I was just being me. You know, sometimes I'm sarcastic and humorous. Sometimes I'm probably obnoxious. I don't know. But
yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. Oh. I know. I do. I can be. I can be.
Okay.
I mean.
And she went into reaction about that.
Big time, big argument.
Okay, but Rebecca, what did you threaten in her? People don't react unless they're threatened. And it's from their perspective, but still, we have to back off and go, okay, wow, we have definitely moved out of the experience of love here.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
And so I want to know what I can do to create this experience of love again. But
right.
When I say that happened, I get a no.
No, it hasn't happened. In fact, I've been fighting myself. We're not speaking. She's gone on to do her own thing. And I've been fighting myself because every time I think of approaching her via text, via email, I always want to say when I let myself free, right? It's not, I try to start it in love, but it goes into anger, because I'm so angry with her judging me. She poured down judgment on me, just like the woman who started the call, like she described in her circumstances.
Uh-huh.
And clearly, from what I think I'm hearing, these are all things I must be feeling about myself.
You bet. It is your great challenge and time now to find out what is at the root of the sarcasm within you. It's not working for you in many places in your life, the channel is saying. Is that true?
I wasn't thinking of particularly sarcasm, but maybe. Okay, so.
Well, they're giving. Sarcasm
well, it never works.
Is the highest word they're giving me.
Okay, sarcasm. I don't think it ever works, really. It's snarky.
Yes, snarky is a perfect word. And people react to snarky.
Yeah.
Because it threatens their knowing.
Okay.
But we don't practice sarcasm and being snarky unless we're being threatened by them and leaving our knowing. So
yeah.
We're going to the sheets again, and
okay.
We're going, hold on. Oh, we're going to the genetics list here. Well, we're going to genetic relationships. Now, again, according to my channel, genetics is an idea that has been passed down that we've said, okay, I'll accept that as an idea that I believe because it's in the family.
Okay?
All right. Now we're going to a core belief. So both of you are playing the other sides of this belief, and I'm sure the channel will give us the explanation here. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know what I want. Oh, this is it. I don't know what I want, so I use other people as an excuse not to get it. And
yes,
that,
ma'am.
That is what is at the basis of your sarcasm, because you know the sarcasm will create a reaction from other people, and then you can use that not to create the state of love that you are looking, that we're all looking, right, to be the embodiment of. She doesn't know what she wants, and so she's using you and judging you and saying, well, see, that's why I can't, blah, 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 blah. Whatever.
Right.
Basically, what we're doing then, they want me to put it in a simple thing that applies to every person who will ever listen to this, is I don't know what I want, back to Mike's call where he was holding two things at one time. I don't
right.
know what I want, so I use other people as an excuse not to get it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want, so I use other people as an excuse not to live in the Christ consciousness of love in this three-dimensional world. That's the highest place we're going. That's what the whole show has been a culmination of. Let me repeat it again. I don't know what I want, so I use other people as the reason or the excuse that I do not live in love and live in the Christ consciousness, which is love and acceptance and self-creation.
Wow.
You
okay.
bet, wow. Let me tell you, I just walked through it. Those of you that have been listening to these shows, just walked through it on the set. And when I was at the wrap party, and they were talking about what a wonderful, loving set, and all sets aren't like this, and what an incredible experience, and I stood there within myself going, and because of my stuff, everybody else was having this beautiful experience this season, and I didn't.
Ah.
And it was going on around me everywhere. But I kept myself from living in the love.
Wow.
It was a huge, huge, very soft, very quiet, and very huge moment for me
yeah.
to realize how I had created my own hell and not
yeah.
even seen the heaven around me. We're not
and
going
I almost
to do that
let this get
year,
to me. No. And I just wanted to share that I kept being disturbed by this interaction because I knew it was about me, but
yeah.
I couldn't quite grasp it.
Well,
and
the two of you are coming together to play out a beautiful realization that you agreed on before you ever came in.
Yeah.
So
sure.
you want to know what email to send your sister, sweetheart?
Okay. I should.
You know, all you have to do is write her and go, whatever it was, whatever it is, I don't care. I just love you. And I just want us to love each other. And that's all there is for me. And then it's up to her. You let it go. And you go back to living in the state of love within yourself however you can.
Thanks.
Because you really do love her, don't you?
I really do.
Yes. See, and now you can feel the freedom within yourself. Because, you know, back to the four cornerstones, all that anger and all that angst and anxiety and everything you were living
bravado.
In. Yeah, when you first called, doesn't feel nearly as good as this, does it?
No.
Yeah. That's loving yourself, is allowing yourself to live here all the time and allowing everybody else to live there, you know. I'm going through that with people in my family right now. And that means there are some things we just have to accept, guys, you know. We just have to accept people and go, they're never going to change, and it's not going to be any different. So my job, if I want to live in love and harmony, is I need to accept who they are and allow them to be who they are. And if it's really, really difficult or impossible for me to be around that, then I get to choose to leave. But it's not
yeah.
about changing them. If
right.
I accept that they can't change, then I have to accept me staying or my choice in leaving. And that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a
yeah.
huge...
awesome.
Huge... I mean, what a show around this subject of
yeah.
Christ consciousness. And living in love, guys. So it's
thank
just
you,
a precursor, as we all know, to how magnificent the webinar is going to be. Thank you so much for bringing that all together. And go write that email. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
So, guys, please check out Bupalopaloo, my dream, my love, and my knowing. I'm standing in my knowing that this little bear can change the world, not just for kids. I use him every day. When I need to get regrounded, I swear to God, I go back and go, what do you have to say about this? There's a caller, they're yelling in my head. There's a caller because we have to get off, it's 5 of. But Evelyn from Dallas, they would like you to email me with your question because I need to get back to you personally. That hardly ever happens on the show, but if you could email me, I will try and get back to you within the next couple of days. And please open the email for the Kickstarter campaign. Send it out. Facebook it. I'm asking. I am asking from my knowing and my love, Blaze, for what I want. Until we meet again, guys, I so, so love you. You have taught me so much about love and giving and accepting and working together. My heart just loves you all. Until we meet again, love yourself and love yourself more. I'm telling you, it's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.